Hey everyone, and welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain. I'm your host, Nova Lane, here to help you kick screen addiction to the curb and reclaim your precious time and sanity. Now, we all know that feeling. You're at the party, laughing with friends, but your hand keeps instinctively reaching for your phone. You scroll through social media, bombarded by perfectly curated lives that make you question your own. It's like this constant tug of war between enjoying the moment and comparing yourself to everyone else online. Sound familiar? Today, we're tackling FOMO, the fear of missing out. That insidious feeling that whispers in your ear, you need to be checking everything. What if you miss something amazing? But here's the truth. Your phone is more likely to make you feel inadequate than excited. It's time to break free from this cycle and regain control over our digital lives. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you manage your smartphone use and say goodbye to FOMO for good. Firstly, be aware of your triggers. What situations or emotions lead you to reach for your phone? Boredom? Loneliness? Stress? Recognizing these patterns is the first step towards breaking them. Once you know what sets off your phone checking urges, you can develop strategies to cope with those feelings in healthier ways. Secondly, set boundaries. This doesn't mean deleting all social media or becoming a digital hermit, although that might sound tempting sometimes. Instead, create designated phone-free zones and times, like during meals, conversations with loved ones, or before bed. Make your phone a tool, not the boss of your life. Thirdly, curate your feeds. Unfollow accounts that make you feel negative, envious, or inadequate. Fill your feed with inspiring content, uplifting stories, and things that genuinely bring you joy. Remember, social media should be a source of positivity and connection, not a competition or a comparison trap. Fourthly, practice mindfulness. When you find yourself mindlessly scrolling, take a moment to pause and check in with yourself. Ask, why am I doing this? Am I truly enjoying this? Often, we scroll out of habit or boredom rather than genuine interest. By bringing awareness to your phone usage, you can make more conscious choices about how you spend your time. And finally, remember the real world. There's a whole universe outside your screen waiting to be explored. Go for a walk in nature, meet up with friends, pursue a hobby you love. Life is meant to be lived fully and authentically, not just through the lens of your phone. Ever notice how that feeling of missing out always seems to creep up when we're already surrounded by amazing things? Like, picture this. You're at a concert with friends, rocking out to your favorite band, but you keep glancing at your phone, thinking about all the other things you could be doing. You miss the energy of the crowd, the music vibrating through your body, the genuine connection with your friends, because you're distracted by the illusion of what else is happening online. That's the trap FOMO sets for us. It makes us focus on what we think we're missing instead of appreciating the present moment. Listen, this isn't about becoming a phone-hating Luddite. It's about creating a healthier relationship with technology so that it enhances your life, not controls it. By understanding our triggers, setting boundaries, and choosing mindful usage, we can break free from the FOMO cycle and reclaim our time, energy, and focus for the things that truly matter. Remember, you are in control. Your phone is a tool, use it wisely, and don't let it dictate your happiness or sense of fulfillment. Make today the day you start saying yes to life and no to FOMO. Go out there and live fully, engage with your surroundings, and connect with people in real time. The world is waiting for you. Put down the phone and step into it. Let me know what you think. Share your own experiences with FOMO and how you're working to manage your smartphone use. Leave a review, join the conversation on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. And until next time, remember, your phone is the villain, but you are the hero of your own story.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.